This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We got a sense of how leaders of some of the biggest companies in this economy are feeling about the economy today, courtesy of the Business Roundtable's CEO Economic Index. Short answer? Meh. It's a quarterly survey, this thing is, of 143 of the Roundtable's member CEOs, including the likes of Tim Cook from Apple, Lachlan Murdoch from Fox. They collectively predict GDP growth at 1.5% this year. So again, that's kind of meh. Much attention is paid to what high-profile CEOs like this say about the economy, even if they're not, you know, actual economists. Question is, should that attention be paid? Marketplace's Matt Levin has this one.
By his own admission, Harry Kramer wasn't some type of macroeconomic clairvoyant back when he was a CEO.
I would say, hey, I think that the dollar is going to get a lot stronger, and so maybe we ought to be moving more production internationally. And it turned out, you know, the dollar didn't get a lot stronger.
Kramer ran a medical device manufacturer that's a Fortune 500 company. He doesn't think CEOs are any better at predicting the vagaries of the global economy than, say, a trained economist. But he says they're not any worse either. That's partly because CEOs operate in the real world with access to real-time data. Think how much Visa knows about consumer spending or Chevron knows about oil production.
They're on the ground and they're gathering data as well that we may not get for like 2 or 3 months after the government's collected it and cleaned it and all these kinds of things.
Dana Peterson is chief economist with the Conference Board. There's also just a self-fulfilling aspect to CEO predictions. If a CEO thinks we're headed towards recession, maybe they hold back on hiring or building that factory. But Fitch Ratings economist Olu Sonola warns not to put too much stock into how CEOs of gigantic corporations are feeling. They're not the whole economy.
Small businesses are very, very important to what's going on in this economy. You know, you're talking 40% of output, employment, and the like.
Sonola says CEOs also tend to be more optimistic than economists. You know what they say. The future looks pretty bright from the window of that private corporate jet. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.